Nishba, Patur Mekarv. The question is why?
Why would it be Patur Mekarv? So the Gemara says, the Gemara limits it to Munvaz, and what's the limit of Munvaz? Torah Achas Yeh Lachem Osa B'Shkaga. No, sorry, first limit.
The Munvaz part?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, sorry, before that. And then later on, the Gemara has the other explanation, or maybe it isn't, it's hard to know. My time, the Munvaz, go ahead. So either it's chote, it's the fact that you call the chote, chote implies, right, shogig ikri chote, mezid ikri chote, chote implies a level of idea, right? That doesn't seem like it's exercise kasuv, that seems like it's a definition of what chote is. Or the impression of the later limud is Torah achas yalachem la'osa b'shkaga, the samachla nefesh shetasev yad, it's hikis shogig the mezid. Correct? One seems more like a exercise kasuv. The other more like a natural halacha. Now, it's hard to know how to, you know, whether these are two different things or not. As I mentioned, maybe the Gemara quotes the Limud once they introduce Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish together with Munvaz. It's hard to know. It's also not hard to assess them. In other words, one of the questions that we raised is, which we'll have to pursue more fully, is Munvaz telling us that Shogeg is a satellite of Mezid? Or is it just telling us there's a limud to teach you that, you know, that shogeg has certain things in common with mezid? That doesn't mean that shogeg is itself a form of mezid, right? I don't have to go so far. Either way, the idea that there's a certain level of yedia required for shogeg emerges from this discussion of the Gemara. Okay, shogeg would perhaps have been interpreted as, you know, complete lack of mezid, the opposite of mezid. Kamash Milan, the yedia is a component in chiyuv karban as well. That's what the Gemara says. So we have the Shitas Rashi here, which we want to focus on for the next few minutes. Go ahead. The Omer Mutter, what's the problem with Omer Mutter? Read it quickly. Patur. So this is a big statement by Rashi that Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that Omer Mutter is honest. I mean, just objectively, does Omer Mutter seem like it could be honest or not?
It seems hard to
It's a very interesting question.
It could depend on which area you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking about Shabbos, then maybe. But if you're talking about, for example, like killing, then it's hard to imagine as hard as you could kill someone.
And why do you make that distinction?
I guess because it just seems more natural that a person would know you can't kill.
Okay, so you're saying there are certainly surim, we'll call them, some Rishonim do the mitzvos, like a sichlios, as opposed to shimios, to use a medieval phrase, or chukim and mishpatim, as Chazal understand it better, I guess. Meaning the more rational laws, one would think Omer Mutter would not be an excuse. Right? And as for the purely halachic creations, so one would think that Omer Mutter might be a tremendous excuse. So can Omer Mutter be onus or not? The answer is, you're saying, it depends. Okay. It depends on what you're suggesting. It depends on what role the halacha plays in the particular iser in question. Right? If halacha is the sole foundation for that iser, then you would think that Omer Mutter would be onus. Interesting idea. We'll see if it's supported or not. If halacha just, you know, governs the action, but basically it stands on its own, so then you're saying Omer Mutter should not be anus. If anything, it should be what? Karav Lemezid. Might be worse. Or it could be Shogeg. Right. Okay. That's a very good distinction. Any other distinction that comes to mind? We'll see if that plays out or not. I think that that's a very good point.
As far as whether
the answer to that? Yeah. So one point you're making is that it depends on the role of halakha in the Issa. Okay. Yes, Adam?
If the Omer-Mutter is an Omer-Mutter because he's a Tinoch and Nidva, or...
Okay, level of Omer-Mutter. That could be a second point. We'll see if these echo or not. Namely, how Omer-Mutter are you? Omer-Mutter about a particular detail, right? Is that what you're saying?
Or at least how much of your fault is it that you're Omer-Mutter? And you're Omer-Mutter because you never knew how long you were in your life.
Right.
I think some of the Rishonim make that distinction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which Rishonim make that distinction?
I think it's the Ramban.
Not so much the Ramban, but the Ritva in
Ramban. Oh, okay. And Zainab is,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. We'll get to it in a minute. In that itself, one could theoretically draw the line in different places. You're talking about, you could talk about a total, Gavra, Tinoch Shenejba. That could be one place to draw the line. In other words, he never had any Jewish exposure whatsoever. That's his ignorance isn't just total with respect to the Isser in question, it's total with regard to halakha in general. That's one level. Or, that's one distinction that one can make. Or, now within that, there's still the question that you just also hinted at, which is, does it make a difference whether he was Tinoch Shenishba or let's say Yadav Shachach, but Shachach HaKol, by Hagi Berendizi? That's another question to raise. Another issue could be, is there importance to the status of Gavra Tinoch Shenishba Bechlal, or do we only care about the application to the Isser in question? In other words, is being a Tinoch Shenishba and Kol HaTorah Kula somehow more of an onus than being a Tinoch Shenishba in Hilchos Rotzeiim? Or a Tinoch Shenishba in Hilchos Shabbos? Or a Tinoch Shenishba in Hilchos Macholas Asuras? Or within each category, all there is that category. It's similar to a question we asked about halakhic shkogos, but we can ask this question separately. It might be a different answer to the question if we're talking about levels of anus in Omer Mutter. In other words, so the question is, never knew and had, forgot or got amnesia, that's one question. Doesn't know anything about this area, as opposed to, he knows he just Omer Mutter about this particular detail. Those misvara, those are all places to draw the line in theory, because if you don't focus just on what brought him to this point and the degree of his ignorance or the impact of his ignorance on his actions, but on the larger question of Havale Lameda, let's say, but again, I don't mean it in a direct causal way, but in a more general way. So then these are all intelligent places to draw the line. Yeah?
You can go both ways. In terms of cotton, that it could be a person who knows a certain area of halacha, he feels confident enough to proceed.
And therefore his confidence is on us. Could be. We'll get to that in a minute also. That's not what the Rishonim say, but Misvara, such a thing could be said. I think you do have one echo of it, for Rava, I guess, in Sugin Makos. We'll get back to that. That's another bounce question. Yeah?
Everything was Rishonim,
different types of?
Different types of Rishonim.
Yeah.
Is it as in the fact in the Gemara that Reish Lakish, the whole point of Reish Lakish, the distinguish between Shopeya, Tikr Shabbos, and the Tinoch Shenishba,
right.
And the Rashi's part that over there, so the Rashi himself is making the distinction.
In this sugya, the Rishonim trying to make the distinction also in the sugya in Makos and others. Again, the distinction between Shokheh, Ikar Shabbos, and Tinoch Shenishba is a distinction that we know of in the sugya. Absolutely, that's where it comes from.
So if you kind of put this, then I would say that.
Could be. But if you want to take it away from this sugya, the question is this sugya typical or not? So, could you draw the same distinction in Makos Depends what the relationship is between the two sukkahs, and maybe even show chayah. The Achronim discussed this question. I think in the Tshuva from Chaim Yevolozhin, Kutam Shulash, when he talks about this, he discusses that problem. You know, whether this distinction that exists in this sukkah would be a universal distinction for Shanishba, if you say that or not. Well, let's just pin down the actual shitas first. Yeah.
Is Rashi's assumption that because it's anus, it's not shkaga, that
yeah, have I think so. Yeah. But I mean, can anus ever be
Ryan shkaga?
Well, he's assuming two things. It is anus. That anus is pater mi chakas. The question is, well, how will you explain shitas? Sorry?
The assumption is that it's anus and anus is not.
Well, in this context, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Rashi is trying to explain why it is that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Omer Mutter is a potter and a karbon. So Rashi is saying, because he's not a shogeg, and therefore he's not chayev shkaga. In this context, that's what it means. In other contexts, you could wonder about, or you could ask, and what will he say for Rav Shmuel? Do they agree that it's an anus, but they think that you can be chayev a karbon for a certain type of anus? Or do they argue and say it's not an anus? We'll get to that. But for Rashi, Rashi's trying to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish, saying that Tinuk Shalizra Bena Akum does not bring a korban. He says, Mutter, the anusu, because it's anus, and therefore anus. A, assuming that Amar Mutter is anus. A. B, is assuming that anus is Patum and a korban. What we say for the other Mandamar, that we don't know exactly. Okay, so this is Rashi. So far, two types of distinctions emerge, right? One is the distinction between how much Omer Mutter is there, and as I said, that could be Tinek Shanishba globally, as opposed to knowledge of this area of Halacha. Within knowledge of this area of Halacha, I might think that this scenario is Mutter, but I might think that in general, this is a Gavra Asur. So again, that has to be weighed against other sugyas. You know, we already mentioned the sugya about horios, about what is a horaz bezdin, right? Le'inan parhal davar shel tzibur, that the person is oker legamri, so that's not considered a psak, betos, of bezdin hagadol. That's considered a flat out, mistake, such that every individual will bring a separate karban. On the level, now that could be a separate definition of, psak bezin hagadol betos, not or bishkaga. Now, not of shkaga generally, not this distinction, in other words. To be a psak betos, a bezin hagadol, so the mistake has to be on a certain rama, on a certain level, too. If it's the kind of mistake that any bar beirav, could make, that it's not a Bezin HaGadol mistake. The emphasis there being on, the Bezin HaGadol part of the sentence, not the mistake part of the sentence. Or no, is the idea that when you're oker kol gufo, that's just, that's never a mistake. It's just total ignorance. And total ignorance is different than a mistake, than a shkaga. That you qualified for the normal definition of a shkaga, call it a rekula, so you might say, that's it should be chayev. Well, the truth is the individual brings a karban, but we're talking about bezin hagadol here. Bezin hagadol shkaga. I just include that there's certain other cases where individuals bring a karban. That's in response to Noam's question. But the point is that these different levels of tinuk shenishba, the kolatar kula in this tchum, again, in the case of Horios and Bezin HaGadol, it's in that particular tchum. He doesn't know anything about, he's completely wrong about the Shabbos. Okay. He doesn't have to be completely wrong about kolatar kula. He wouldn't be a member of Bezin HaGadol either. Right, it's like, the Rambam we discussed last year about being, Maktish Shabal Mubal Mizbeach. Just because you give somebody authorization, and you call him a dayan doesn't mean that he doesn't have to have some qualifications too. So right. The point is there are different levels in Omer Mutter, and the other possibility is that what Jeremy suggested, and that is that the role of halacha plays a role. Now the idea that the role of halacha could play a role is something that those were here last year, 2 years ago, we mentioned the Sheikh's Marik a few times, is reflected as well. Right? Marik's idea, Elikai, that
she's Omer Mutter, and she's...
But Omer Mutter, when it comes to
Eishes Ish,
doesn't work. Why? Because Amala, Bo Moal, and not Amal Ba'ashem Moal. So that's a very, that's the idea of the Marik. And even if you were to say that Omer Mutter normally would be Potter, here the point is that not only would be Potter, here would be Chayim is like amazing also. I'm not talking about Shogeg and Anos here, I'm amazing. So the idea is because it says Amal, Umala Bomal, she betrayed him. So even if she thinks it's Mutter al Pidin to betray him, it's still a betrayal. Okay. So that's a great example. Again, Rajba and Tshuva probably argues with the Marik. The question is why, but the Rajba and Tshuva seem to say that there is a concept of Omer Mutter even in Eish HaSish. In the very end of Eben Ezer, the postgame of Eben Ezer, and also Caleb didn't speak about this, Marim, which is Sarajra, and so on. The last Simon in Evelaz. But it's a great example. The point of the Marik is that, quite aside from religious law, right, there's just a question of, universal ethics. And this is a betrayal, plain and simple. You don't know one piece of halacha, it's still a betrayal. So, that's a great example. That's, of course, an extreme. And it's based on the pasuk, like de-emphasizing the Ribbono Shel Olam as a victim, let's say, in this particular crime. It's between him and her. Between him and her, he doesn't care whether she thinks it's mutter or not. The Ribbono Shel Olam cares. But it highlights this idea that Omer Mutter is going to be more prominent. The more prominent the role of the norm in defining this or in making it asur, the more Omer Mutter might be a factor. And might be a factor in negating the chiyuv. Okay, now just to highlight it. Now we'll have to see whether it's so or not. So Rashi says here that Omer Mutter is based on anus, and because it's anus, therefore it's patur mekarbon. Rashi says this elsewhere as well. Where else does Rashi say it? I don't think I gave it to you to look at, but... yeah, and krisus da beisam et aleph, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, very good, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, lists the krisus, and that shigasam mechata. So Rashi tries to define what is a shigaga. And Rashi there also, on Beis Hamidalef, has this formulation. Rashi says that shigaga means where you make a mistaken identification. Yeah. Shogeg darayis kasover shehi yishto. Habala zakhar ala behema the shogeg kasover lava al ishta shalokadarka. Habala zakhar ala behema, this is laboring hard. Nachach nodal the zakhar ala behema maybe khatas. Lo hoda shalom asham tali, lo isyada iba al ishta shalokadarka o zakhar. Wadi lachriti, aisha mevia behema leha nami, sivur ala havi adam mevia behema. Nida, sabur tahorahi. Megade kasover mevarach ushem ben shteyet, shteyosiyas, ubirach shem ben The only exception seems to be this case of Avodah Zarah, where he doesn't know some of the halachos. But then, it's interesting that according to Rashi, he knows miktsas halachos. That's the exception case. As he knows about Avodah Kochavim, Kasavar Zibuach, the Kitor Asra Torah, Alo Ishtachava, the Nisuch, the Dalarel Avodah. The Avodah's Pnim. Molech kasover lahavra adam acher behever is beno, kal ov niskavin la kishuf acher, Shabbos kasover kol hu, Kodesh kasover basachulin hu, Mikdash kasover bayis acher hu, and so on and so forth. And Rashi explains, because aval omer mutter legamri, de oker kol aguf, lav shogeg hu, ela onesu upatra. So here the diuk should be as follows. With Rashi and Krisus adds to Rashi and Shabbos may reinforce the idea that maybe there are different levels of Olma Mutar. Because there is one exception, clearly, that is the Avodah Zarah case, where he thinks that that two and not four Avodas Pnim are also under all conditions. So that's a halachic error. But then the continuation, as Rashi explains the Shita, so Rashi says, because in Omer Mutta Legamri, the Oker Kolagu, Lab Shogegu Ela Onasu Patur. So Rashi says, if he doesn't know anything, that's Omer Mutta. This is not a case where he doesn't know anything. It's a case where, you know, he's Mevafel Miktsas and he's Mekayim Miktsas. So according to Rashi and Krisus, it seems that Omer Mutta Onus is, now again, it's very interesting because you might have said, well, on the point that he tripped up on, but his Aveira, in that part, he thinks that it's halachically permissible. Why do we really care, you know, whether he knows any other aspect of it? Right. So there's a din of Gavra, you know, Anus, or Gavra Omer Mutter, essentially. Now, Rashi doesn't go so far in Sha'en Krisus as to say that he has to be a Tinuk Shanishba. But in Shabbos, in theory, you could say that what Rashi says here, which is that Tinuk Shanishba Omer Mutter Anusu, is Dafka Gavra Tinuk Shanishba, who doesn't know anything about Chelev and Dam, like a continuation of the Gemara. He doesn't know Shabbos, he doesn't know Chelev, he doesn't know Dam. Right? He doesn't know anything. So that's a real Gavra Omer Mutter. Rashi increases. But Rashi doesn't say that that's a prerequisite. For all we know in Rashi, it could also be that he simply thinks that this one circumstance is mutter, and he's a bucky in Kala Torah Kula, aside from that. So Rashi and Shabbos are open to either extreme. We could say any point about which he's Omer Mutter's Anus, or we could say it's the case of the Gemara, which is Tinuk Shanishba. Rashi and Krisus provides us with more information. The more information of Rashi increases, establishes that it's not as far as Tinuk Shanishba B'Kol HaTorah Kula, but it is the equivalent of Tinuk Shanishba in the area of Halacha that we're concerned with. And it's not any Omer Mutter which is permitted, it is an Omer Mutter which is Oker Lagam. It is a Gavra Omer Mutter. Gavra Omer Mutter, just not one of Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay. So, yeah, of course, if that's the case, so this would be a Pesach to either interpretation would have been a Pesach to getting Rashi out of some of the problems, not all the problems. What are the problems, Jeremy? Could you read Tosfos quickly? Yeah. No, that's not such a terrible question, is it? I mean, we might say that that's what Munbaz means. Munbaz means to tell us, based on the, maybe he needs a pasuk to tell us, or maybe he doesn't, but he means to tell us that Omer Mutter is an anus. And therefore, Omer Mutter is not, you have to have a Gedia. What he means by having a Gedia is that you can't be Omer Mutter. Right, Tosfos assumes that Munba's halacha is not Midin Alas. It's Midin, it is a Shkaga, but within Shkaga, there are Shkagas that are Mechayev you and Shkagas that are Poter you, but it's still not Alas. Okay? The question is, in the end of the day, whether is that a difference in semantics or more? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Omer, based on my house.
Galus v'shkaga problem is. V'parish rabos problem over mutter. V'parish le'avaye over mutter anasur. So there, why is he saying what there is?
So he's not, again, so Tosfos is bothered by the sugin makos. So what's the thorny problem, what's really problematic about makos? Rava. Right, Rava says that the reason that in the case of Shkaga, Omer Mutter is Pater Menaha Galus is because it's Karav L'Mezid. Okay. And what could Rashi answer? What? Tosfos is asking against Rashi from the Sugya and Makos. But the first question tells us right. It's from Munbaz, the Limud. That's not so terrible. That's what the Rashi will say, that's what Munbaz means. Correct? As for the Sibyl Makos. What?
Is this a question
on over what Tosas is asking against himself? No. Tosas is asking against Rashi. No? Yeah, I mean, that's also a question of Abayik, sure, but I mean, the main question is continue. I read the whole thing.
It's about that the comments.
Right, that's the, I guess you want to call that question, okay?
I think they're trying to explain why Abayik is not harmful themselves.
Right.
Really,
so the Raya is from Rabba. As for Abaya, we're going to say that Abaya doesn't mean Anus, he means Karav L'Anus. Does the Gemara say Makos Karav L'Anus or Anus? Just as Anus. In case of Abaya, the Gemara says Avar Mutar Anus. So Tosis is so influenced by Rabba that they're rereading Abaya in light of Rava. Mm-hmm. What could one say for Rashi? Rashi simply holds like Abaya, right? You know, if you can ask about Abaya and Rava and Yal Kagam and so on, so Tosis in Sanhedrin, Samach Beis Samin Aleph has one daya that it isn't Rava in Makos, it's Rava. Okay, go ahead. What does Tosis mean by this? Tosis is bothered by
Tuva
Shkaga Ksiv. Right. The answer is Tuva Shkaga Ksiv.
You see this.
Meaning he's bothered by Abaya, so he says even Abaya doesn't. Is only making a linguistic point, namely, it's not that he's pater midin onus, he's pater midin the gzeres akasu of shkaga. But normally, omer mutter would be under the category of shkaga. But as for the special shkaga of Galios, achiv Galios, that's you shouldn't have formulated as omer as karav lemezid. You should have formulated as karav leonus. So basically, this is Tosas's Shita. This is Tosas's Shita all over the place, right? On Ayin Beis, if you turn very quickly, right, that Ayin Beis, on the Beis, the Omer Mutter, right? Very important Gemara. But again, you see, it sounds like that Golus is a special limud. The Hashta. Okay, and this is what Tosa says in Makos, and this is what Tosa says in Sanhedrin. This is what Tosa says all over the place, and we mentioned the Rashi and Chris Beis Amidala. The Shidduch Kumbetzes Alatar quotes Bali Tosas as well, the same argument. Namely, Abaya's halacha, that Omer Mutter is not a. Abaya and Rava's view that Omer Mutter is Pater Migalus is a special din in Galus. But in Kol Torah Kula, Omer Mutter is Shogeg, and therefore Rashi is incorrect. Correct? So what does it mean to. What is unique? Halacha of Galus, the Torah says Shogig and Galus too. So the Bali Tosas always say Shkaga, Tuva, Ksivba. And the Ritva in Makos gives an explanation. Namely, you see it? See? Can you see it? Okay, we're going to stop here in 1 minute, but everybody should make sure they've seen everything for tomorrow. Omer Mutter will finish first and then Munbaz. But Michael, you see it? Daniel?
So many, it's not just about yourself, but there are so many to be cutting.
Say again?
It excludes so many, I mean, the guidelines for
that didn't need to say any
shkagos. Yeah, but say it a little better. The Bali tells us only say shkagos tuva ksivbe. The Ritva pins it down a little more. Ritva says a very interesting line. Go ahead. Yeah. He says in Kol Torah Kul, Chatos depends on Shkoga Koldu. And Rotseach Begalos depends on Shkoga Gemura. How do you understand it? Shkoga Koldu is like a wide range. You might even say that all you need is an element of Shkoga, or you might even say that you don't need Shkoga. Maybe the real halacha of Shkoga is to exclude Mezid or Anus. Maybe there's a halacha of Mezid, there's a category of Mezid, there's a halacha of Anus, and anything in between which has Shkoga Koldu, which, it could either be that it partakes somewhat of Shkoga, it overlaps with Shkoga, or it doesn't even need Shkoga at all. It's basically a halacha that it isn't Mezid and it isn't Anus. But when it comes to Rotseach, the Shkoga Tuva Ksivbe, there you need pure Shkoga. You need a classic Shkoga. There you need Shkoga. It's not enough that it shouldn't be Mezid and it shouldn't be Anus. Nothing falls into the cracks of Galus. Maybe a Chiyuv Chatos, you don't have to interpret that way, but I think that's what the Ritva means. Chiyuv Chatos is a catch-all for things that aren't Mezid and Anus, that have an element of Shkoga in them. And Rotseach is a din in Shkoga. That's the Ritva. Very important if it's true. Okay. The Ramban has a different suggestion. This will end and we'll discuss it tomorrow because it's very important. Jeremy?
There's a difference there from the past.
It's a great line, again, it's just
the Ramban.
Yeah, so the Ramban has a fundamental distinction based on a diuk in the Pasuk, his own diuk in the Pasuk. Okay, it's one of those examples where the Rishonim do that. Ramban read the Pasukim very, very carefully. Rabban notes that the concept of shkaga in the context of chatos refers to the chet. And shkaga in the context of rotseach, galus, refers to the action. Shigas maisa or shigigas ha'aveira. And therefore, when it comes to galus, it's not like the Ritva says for Bali Tosa. This will conclude, and we'll pick up tomorrow with the implications of the Sar. One second. It's just a very, very important line. Hasam ksiv techeteh b'shkaga. In the context of shkagos. B'kivin shu shogeg b'chet, means a chot, or a mutter. He doesn't know that it's a chet. On the religious component, on the norm, when he's allowed to do it, he's shogeg. So the shkaga goes not on the chet, but on the makei nefesh. Ha'ka atzma boy shetehei b'shoge. The zemezid hu ba'ka. Right, because he intends to do the action, he just doesn't think it's an aveira. He's shogeg on the chet, but he's not shogeg on the hakar. Hilkach karov lemezid haba b'hariga. Then he says ve'ein zeh mechubar li, the imkein abaya mai karov le'onus. Very powerful question too. As if the Ramban is not saying what Jeremy suggested before, although I think it's an opening to say it, but he doesn't say it. What he's saying is that the mechayev of galus is different than the mechayev of a korban. Galus depends on shigigas hamaisa, based on the pasuk, and not on shigigas ha'aveira. But they said that that's true. If shigas hamaisa is more central, so then how can omer mutter be karav la'ones according to Abaya. That it's karav la'mezid, we understand, Rava. But according to Abaya, maybe it should be karav la'ones. So here, what Eliyahu suggested before may come into play. Ramban doesn't answer it. Ramban says, Hashem b'chol ha'Torah kula d'chsiv tekta b'shkaga lo haba onus. Hocha d'azul basar ka haba onus. Then Ramban adds, Yim b'farshin alay kagom b'tinok sh'nishba l'bein ha'goyim, ikalamein Rabbaya sabar kerab Yochanan. So, what is Ramban suggesting here? Before we get to the answer to the question. B'ig m'farshin alay kagom b'tinok sh'nishba, then we can say Abaya is like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning the suggestion to distinguish between different levels of shogi, but not a batinak shenish v'dafka, not Omer Mutter or Akiras Kog. At least doesn't sound that way. Omer Mutter of Akiras Kogufo and Omer Mutter of Akiras Prat. So maybe you can distinguish between Tinuk Shanishba and other Omer Mutters. Yeah.
Why is it only
Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish. He means Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish. I mean, he means Rabbi Yochanan Meshlakish. He liked the day in the Kisugyan and the Shabbos. Okay, so we'll get back to this. But what other answer can we give for the Ramban's suggestion, his terrific suggestion, based on the Pesukim, that wants Rotseach begalus depends on shigigas haritzicha, not on shigas hachet. So what do you do with Abaya? Yeah. It could be. Right. Absolutely. It could be. Rabban doesn't consider that, but it could be. So I think maybe what Eliyahu said before. What did you say before? That sometimes. Well, it's the paradigm of what you said before. Sometimes when you have more yediyah, so the thing that you don't know about is a bigger onus. Right? So too, I might say the following. The question is, how do you look at this act of ritzicha? And whether or not it is a onus or a shogeg, do you look at it as a total process, which includes, you know, your state of mind, your knowledge of halacha, your background? Or do you look at it only in terms of the moment of the action itself? So one could argue that if we're talking about yediyah sachet, right? Techeta b'shkaga, so you always have to consider the maisa, not in isolation, but in the larger picture of what kind of a religious personality you are. Because we're interested in whether or not the techeta is bishkaga. We're not only interested in the action. We're interested in what you bring to the action. But if the focus is not on techeta bishkaga, but on nakke nefesh bishkaga, so in one sense, you might say that Omer Mutter is, like Rava said, karav l'mezid, because you know what you're doing. On the other hand, you can eliminate a little bit the background of this individual, because techeta b'shkaga isn't the point here. So if he thinks murder is permitted, so in a sense, what he's doing is a real onus. Not pulling the trigger, but the perspective is a real onus. It doesn't, in other words, the question of whether it's legitimate for him to think that or not, if you say that the question whether he can think that or not legitimately is beside the point, but the fact is that he does, so in a way, he doesn't relate to what he's doing as an action of Isur at all. So it could be, according to Abaya, it's crazy, it's insane. It's like an insanity plea. To be able to do such a thing and view it as mutter is the ultimate onus, because it isn't even connected to techet and b'shkaga. Maybe. If you interpret that way, that's a different notion of what onus means. What we're saying is that we would this is Ramban's problem. Ramban is saying, why, if in Kol Tara Kula, Abaya would not consider Omer Mutter to be an Anus, why would he consider it to be Anus when you focus not on what brings you to this, but on the Maisa itself? And that's the Ramban's question. What I'm saying is, there is one element in which this is more Anus than a regular Anus. And that is, if you're not interested in the background of his decision, but simply in the moment, in the decision itself. So then if I could say, listen, there's no such thing as an Omer Mutter that says that murder is Mutter. And that's not called Anus. Yeah, because we're focusing on Techet HaBishkaga. The Shkaga HaMeviya Oscha L'davar Zeh. But if you focus on the Maisas, then you have one of two extremes. You say, listen, we don't care about your attitude. We just care whether you did this accidentally or it was an intentional action. It was intentional. The other perspective is, we don't care about your larger attitudes, but if for you, pulling a trigger is like, going fishing, so that's an insanity. Right? There's no das. That is a maisa there. So that kind of omer mutter is real onus. Because we don't judge it based on techet habishkagah, whether this is a legitimate mistake as far as the veiras are concerned or not. Ramban doesn't say this. Ramban doesn't say either of these things. Ramban just says that this can't be right, even though it's such a good svara. Okay. The question is, what would Rashi say about all of this? Okay, well, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. We'll ship with Rashi and the other of you. I'll start with Munda.